This is Louisiana's Lab. I'm Wallace Watkins. For many watchers of political races, it's a numbers game. Dr. David Sathiraj thinks there's a better way to crack those numbers.
Polling is good, but in some cases, traditional polling can tend to be typically small sample sizes, and so they may not be representative of the electorate.
Sathiraj is an assistant professor for research in geography and anthropology at LSU. Traditional polling is typically done by selecting a group of people, asking them questions like who they plan on voting for, and using that as an indicator of what the entire electorate may do. Sathiraj wanted to dig deeper. His goal was to capture individuals' feelings of a candidate or an issue. He developed an algorithm that would pool information like voting history, voter registration, and polling results.
And so the algorithm basically provides scores for individuals on how they perceive a certain candidate or an issue.
He believes campaigns, big or small, can use his algorithm to better pinpoint who they should reach out to.
And it enables campaigns to plan and look at different scenarios. If they're weak in certain areas, whether it's at a parish or a precinct level, they can start targeting, sending the message out, canvassing in those areas.
That individualized approach leads to a smaller margin of error. He used the algorithm on last year's Senate runoff election in Louisiana. His model was nearly spot on.
Just a mere 0.2% of the actual result. We were correct on 57 out of 64 parishes.
On average, most election polls have a margin of error of 3 to 4%.
Polls, they're done at a statewide level. You may miss out on certain parishes that may be swaying one way over another. Because it's so broad-based, a sample size of 800 is typically too small for an electorate that's about 3 million.
The next step is to scale the new technology to test on larger voting populations. For Louisiana's Lab, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Brought to you by ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.